This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah, there you are, traveler. Come inside, hang up your coat, put your feet by the fire, and I shall bring you what you so desperately seek. Rude Tales of Magic.
Previously on Rude Tales of Magic, our heroes journeyed north through the teenage woods in search of Scrum Fabulous's outpost. But what's this? The very bandits our heroes were tasked with killing are Kenku. And it appears they have a history with Stir Fry. Our heroes stand now, completely circled by these Kenku. One in particular seems to have it out for Stir Fry.
So, friends, these Kenku are, it's a funny story. I used to know them, used to row them back in the day, and, well, it's been fun to see you. Let's go around. Hey, let's go.
Stir Fry.
What are you doing?
We've got to go and save your family. Let's go.
Stir Fry, is this your family?
What is a family? Let's save Albert's family. Let's go.
Wait a minute. I sort of pull Stir Fry aside. Are these the bandits? Stir Fry.
Yeah, this is my crew.
Are they bandits?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, well, they do, yes.
None of them were brave enough to try to storm my castle. Only Stir Fry had the nut.
Well, to be honest, that's...
Stir Fry,
the nut. They all start repeating, the nut. The nut. The nut.
Oh, chill out, guy. Please, we chill out for 1 second.
In Kenku terms, a beautiful Kenku in like silken robes points at you and says,
"The nut."
Whoa, I've just thought that was a dibs if I've ever seen one.
Stir Fry, I've seriously never seen your cheeks turn red.
Look, this is my crew. We used to rob people and kill people and steal precious things and sometimes for hire, sometimes for fun. It was a different time. It was before I met Mr. DeBonesby.
Stir Fry, if there's anything I've ever made clear, is that your attempt to burglarize me amused me to a point of almost respect, is why I gave you your speech.
Respect, yes.
It's a passing moment.
What? Once again, you guys messing up my day!
They start repeating your, whatever the fuck that was, back to you.
Stop it!
Maybe that's why I let him talk. He wouldn't do this anymore.
Can you make the rest of them talk?
No, I've lost my magical abilities. I don't know how much more plain I can make.
Okay, I'm sorry.
As this is happening, one of them, he looks very similar to Stir Fry, except he's a little bit smaller. He has a white stripe down the middle of his forehead. He walks forward, and he extends. He extends his hand to Stir Fry, and he's holding a knife in the hand. He extends the knife to Stir Fry.
I grab the knife, and I throw it straight up in the air. And as it lands,
Bello runs around. Watch out for the knife!
It's fine. Just relax. And then it lands right in between both of us.
All right. He looks down at the knife. He looks at you. He gives a curt nod, and all of the Kenku. He sort of beckons all of you to come follow him.
What are we supposed to do about this?
Yes, we might as well follow them. Yeah. We might as well follow them.
Wait, we're supposed to be fighting these guys. We're supposed to be bringing back their heads, but these are your friends? They're your family?
No, we can't kill them. They're bad, but they're not bad, you know?
Well, you are the one who said you didn't have a problem with it. And if these are the bandits and you're saying, let's save Elby's family, I'm not sure what options we have here. I'm asking. I don't know.
Let me talk to them. Let me talk to them. I'll straighten the whole
Can
thing
Can you
out.
Speak like bird talk with them?
Bird talk?
Like, you know, is
like
there...
Like tweet tweet?
No,
oh,
like whatever.
Bella.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, the Kenku look very offended by this. They start saying tweet tweet at you in the same way. A tweet tweet. A tweet tweet.
Well,
a tweet tweet. Bella... They're pitching it up higher and higher. A tweet tweet. They're dancing around like birds. They're sort of like mocking you.
Bello points at Stir Fry and is like, he's the one that said tweet tweet.
They take that in for a moment and they look at him. They're offended.
I turn to them and go, guys, calm down.
Sort of old. He's got gray and mottled feathers. His hands tremble a little. He's a little Gus the theater caddy. He points at all of you and he says, with a very sort of different sound. There's a different like quality to his voice. He says,
"What are you doing there? Come in from the cold. We have provisions."
Oh. Well, that's nice. Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll go with you. We'll go with you guys. All right. I'm giving an executive order. We're going with you guys.
Is this a sorry? Was that a remembered speech? I thought you were the only Kenku who could speak.
Oh, he's heard a lot of people before. He's very old. He's heard people and read people. He's made it his point to know many a thing.
The old one turns to you, and he says,
"Yeah, that's right. I'm old as shit. I've got sentences galore."
Do you know Cretus?
Wait, so someone said that to you, and did you just get to use it for the first time?
Oh, yeah! I was always waiting to bust that one out!
Also, we used to do this back in the day. We'd steal from people, we'd find people with great voices, and then just, like, force them to read stuff. You remember this? We'd force them to read stuff so we could repeat them, and
He gets excited, and he points to you, and he says,
Please, please, just let me die.
Yes!
Please, release me from this prison!
Yeah! Well, we'd keep him alive a little more longer because there's more stuff he wanted to hear them say, so we could say stuff too.
And then you'd kill them.
Yeah, we'd kill them.
There's a poopy in my diaper. Just please let me go.
Oh, my man. I've missed you.
Cordelia looks at Stir Fry.
Friends, I should let you know, these people love me.
That's great.
That's great.
Nice, Surfer, that's actually wonderful.
What are their names?
Oh, well, I'm glad you... Shall I let them introduce... You guys want to introduce yourselves?
They all shake their heads no. They point to you.
Albie's head is reeling.
Okay, well, this guy you just talked to, this is a old Duder antagonist.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so that's him. He's the oldest one of the bunch. He's a great guy. Uh-huh. He knows a lot of stuff. Where's Stripe? Stripe?
Stripe, the one with the stripe from earlier, he pulls the knife up out of the ground and he points it at you.
Yo, you want to try, Stripe? You want to try it?
He nods.
Okay. I hold my wings out and be like, all right, go for it, baby.
He grabs the knife. He lunges right at you.
Like in the movies, I just like sort of step aside and watch as he falls on his face.
Okay, cool. Yeah, he rolls, though. He doesn't quite fall on his face. He just like he misses you and like he ducks and he rolls and he jumps right back out and he still is holding the knife.
I'm going to give him my hand to help him back up.
He doesn't take it. He spits on the ground.
That's Stripe. We used to go to roll together. We used to, you know, kill people and steal stuff. This is Splish Splash.
The bird from the beautiful Kenku from earlier in the robes, she sort of extends a hand to you and she makes a sound like water splashing.
Oh. Yeah, that's Splish Splash. She's okay. I kiss her little hand. She's really cool, guys. So yeah. This is Get Out of Here, Amskray.
Two little Kenku, both in like ratty top hats. They sort of roll forward and they tip their hats forward to you. One of them says, "Get out of here!" The other shouts, "Amscray!"
Yeah, they can steal anything from anyone. I mean, you should watch out for them. You should watch out for them. They're very good at stealing things. Mm. Oh, this is Boo! You suck.
One of the Kenku sort of like steps forward, very calmly and quietly and curtly nods at you.
She's cool. She can do anything. You see me flip? Yeah, she taught me how to do that. Well, I taught her a few stuff too.
She looks at you with confusion. She sort of shrugs. She makes a sound like a deck of cards being shuffled.
I do a little flip.
She just like shakes her head. Something's not computing there.
Oh, right. Yeah, she doesn't really speak very well. Yeah. But she's cool. And I don't know. I'm sorry. So I don't know who you are. Who's this young chap?
A little Kenku, very, very young. Doesn't even have his feathers yet. Is like a baby Kenku with huge eyes. Steps forward and makes a sound like an egg hatching.
Egg! This guy was just an egg when I left him. We didn't even know he was gonna hatch. Egg. Now this is exciting. Egg, meet my little friend Flipcup. Flipcup, meet my little friend Egg.
He just looks at Flipcup. Flipcup looks at him, and Flipcup, you know, Cordelia, you can hear as Flipcup shouts, "The fuck is this? What's going on?"
I think your
family. Hey, explain the context of this to me.
I'll do my best, but I think you're family with this guy.
What?
I think with Stir Fry being your mom, I think this is your family too.
What's a family?
Wait, you intimately understood the concept of mother and father almost immediately.
Yeah, but beyond that, what's going on?
Oh, there's just, you know.
There's more of it?
Yeah.
Is that all there is?
Egg
can tell you're upset, and Egg sort of, like, walks up to you and, like, tugs on your sleeve.
Aw.
Egg sort of, like, crawls up into your arms.
Aww.
And says, "Oh, hey there, little guy. You okay?"
Who's Egg imitating?
You okay there, little guy? Everything going? Oh my god, what the fuck are you? Oh no! No! Oh fuck! Oh, my neck! Oh, you're slitting! Oh my god, you're killing me! You're killing me! Oh fuck! Oh my god! Oh, let me die!
Egg! Alright, my man! Yes!
I gently put Egg down on the ground and, like, give him a little pat.
But friends, this is all in the past. It's before I met Mr. DeBonesby, who changed my life and gave me the gift of speech. I mean, I was a different guy back then. Things happened. I'm actually enjoying remembering, but I don't care to remember them with you all the time.
Old Deuter antagonist sort of, he waves you all over and he says,
Come inside. We have much to discuss before night's fall.
Okay. And they're fine. We don't have to kill them. They're probably not even the bandits. They're probably, honestly, we'll be fine. They won't be this far south either way. They wouldn't stay south. They'd be going somewhere else. So it's fine. It's fine. It's fine, Elby. It's fine.
Okay.
Cool. The Kenku sort of leads you through a small little path in the woods over to Scrum North, an enormous... enormous. Okay. Scrum North, a fort, which is... it's built over a path in the woods. It is... the path sort of passes cleanly underneath it, but the entire fort is built up on top of it. It looks like it used to be a temple of some sort to a shrine to some sort of either long forgotten or absorbed into a separate pantheon, some sort of god. But now it has it's sort of fallen into disuse, and there are signs all over which say Scrum North and property of Scrum Fabulous.
So I'm trailing like very far behind, and I've got Flip Cup in my hand, and I'm like, it's an interesting question about family. I think for a long time I didn't really value it or really understand what was so special about it.
But okay, well, I didn't ask about your story. I'm asking about my story.
Well, I'm answering it with my experience, so.
Okay, well, I don't care. I just, give me the basics, like baby's first family. How's that work?
Baby's first family, it's like either something that you're biologically born into or it's something that you're adopted into. And it's just a group of people who all love each other and have made a commitment to stay together.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Yes.
I'm noticing some changes in my body.
Oh. Stir Fry, Flip Cup needs you.
I'm seeing feathers in weird places.
Oh.
Having weird dreams.
Oh.
Really good dreams.
Okay. Oh my gosh, you're a teenager.
Yeah.
What is
that? What's a teenager?
Well, you're born like 7 days ago, right?
Yeah.
gosh.
Am I gonna die soon?
Oh my gosh. I don't think
so. How long do I live?
I don't know.
What?
Well, I didn't even
tell me something comforting! Invent religion for me!
Okay. So there's this beautiful place.
What? Where is it?
It's
How do I get there?
It's in hell. It's a diner.
It's in hell?
Well, it's
what's hell? Is that a good place?
Yes.
How do I get to hell?
Well, if things go poorly here, you get to try again somewhere else.
So the worse my life is, the better things will be later?
Interesting.
So if I'm having a bad time, that means later I'll have a good time?
You're extrapolating.
What if I'm having a good time?
You're extrapolating.
I've enjoyed some of my life. What do I do?
You're making wild assumptions.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
I don't know.
I got nothing to go on. I've lived in a pocket.
Yeah, true.
I've lived in a pocket and I've been fed once.
God.
Once in canon have I been fed.
Well, you ate all those eggs in my pocket.
Oh, whoopty shit. Twice now.
Yeah.
Okay, did you have two meals before puberty?
I mean, I don't really know. The
you
time
don't
was,
know?
Time was confusing
let me,
for me.
You know, let me answer for you. Probably yes.
Wait, you didn't know what puberty was 14 seconds ago.
I am extrapolating. I've got one thing I can
oh
fucking do, and
gosh.
It's extrapolate.
Stir fry.
I think I'm horny.
Oh, no.
Well, why wouldn't I be?
You should be.
I should be?
Well, I mean,
so this
it seems
good.
Totally normal, yeah.
It's good to be horny? What do I do with this?
Nothing yet.
Nothing?
Well, you can hang out on... You could just experiment with yourself.
Experiment with myself? What do you mean?
Yes, Cordelia?
Okay, stir fry.
Quiet, you!
How... I think... I need to explain. Or maybe I don't need to explain. I feel like...
What are you talking about?
I'll get you one second. Our kiddo is ready to, explore himself.
Ah, okay. You know your dangling drip thing? Play around with it. Let it go all out.
What's he saying?
Tell him, look, you know your dangling drip thing?
Okay.
Play with it. Let it go all out.
Okay, he's...
Did you say dangling drip?
Yes.
Are they talking about my dangling drip?
Oh my god, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good guess. I'm thinking about it all the time now.
Great, go all out.
Go all out?
Is that what you said?
You want me to go buck wild?
Go all out?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Here
yeah.
I go. Ah!
Oh my god.
DeBonesby sees it and he's like, Cordelia, did you just tell the bear owl how to masturbate?
I did.
What's happening? Everybody seems mad.
This is why
I
shouldn't
be a
parent.
I'll never do it again. I'll never do it again.
No. You're great.
I'm great. I should do it more.
Why did you pick now to teach it how to masturbate?
I sure didn't pick anything.
What's going on? I feel so good, but I feel so bad.
No, don't feel bad. You're doing fine.
Don't feel good.
It's good to feel bad. Yeah, I'm assuming it's good to feel bad. It's good to feel bad.
What's he? Is he mad at me? What's happening?
No. He's saying it's good to feel. Wait.
It's good to feel what?
It's good
explain!
To feel
I live a few seconds! What's happening? What's happening? Ah!
Oh, it's gonna come soon.
Oh, no.
Whoa!
There it
Whoa!
Is.
Oh, my God! This is the rest of my life!
There it is.
Is he not a baby anymore?
Does anyone have a napkin?
We're outside.
Yeah, I'm still holding this baby bird.
What do I do now?
He shot most of it into the dirt. It's fine. Let's keep moving.
I literally want to die right now.
Glad
you
it's over.
Do.
What do I do?
You did great.
I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
What?
So, okay, you remember how we were talking about family and...
Yeah? Is this a family thing?
Yeah.
It is?
Yes.
Are you sure you want to say that? Are you sure on mic you want to make this a family thing?
What is happening right now?
I don't know.
Hello, Flip Cup is getting his groove on for the first time.
I think I'm having the talk.
Why are you so excited about that?
Yeah, remember the first time you got your groove on?
Albie can't help but Albie said rockets to look at Bello, and then she adjusts.
It wasn't a public event.
Yeah, well, if it was, it wasn't a public event.
No.
Anyway, let's all stop standing in a circle staring at this bird masturbating.
Thank you.
Okay.
Did I do good?
You did great.
Should I be proud?
Yes.
I should.
Mm-hmm.
So I should do it again?
Yes, but only in Stir Fry's pocket.
Okay. Put me in his pocket. I want to do it again.
No problem. Okay, Stir Fry, here you go.
Thank you. I love you. Mwah.
Please feed me.
All right. He is.
Oh, my God.
You put Stir Fry, or you put Flip Cup in your pocket. And you journey on. There's our Flip Cup moment for the episode. You journey on, and you are led into the Scrum North. As you enter Scrum North, when you walk through the entrance, you sort of trigger an audio message.
Yes, hello, welcome to Scrum North. While you're here, please make yourself at home. But remember to pay the rent or I'll find you and I will end you.
That's the voice of Scrum Fabulous.
That's our Scrum.
How is he here?
Hello?
Yeah?
He's not really here.
It's like a spell?
Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
Old Deuter antagonist points to Bello and says,
now who's this fine fellow?
This is Bello. He's cool.
He's cool.
Thank you. I don't mind hearing it twice.
He's cool.
He's like testing the waters.
Yeah. Just like that.
He nods and sort of scurries off. As this happens, a Splish Splash heads up to Stir Fry and says,
Yar, shall I be showing you to your rooms?
Yeah. I mean, if it's the time to go to the room, then sure. And if it's not the time for the room, then we could just do whatever we else needed to do.
Whatever else we needed to do.
She like bats you sort of flirtatiously.
Ow! No, that really hurt me.
That really hurt me.
Splish Splash, why'd you hurt me like that?
Felt good.
Yeah, it felt good to hurt me. Yeah, you really are just as fucked up as you were when I left, weren't you?
I'm a bad little boy.
I repeat, I'm a bad little boy.
I'm a bad little...
As this happens, those of you who are nearby notice that as the two of you repeat this phrase back and forth, the sonic quality of it is degraded every time.
I'm a bad little boy.
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 She like fans herself and runs off.
Wow.
What was that?
Ooh, yeah.
There's far too much sexual intercourse happening around us.
You have a history with this Splish Splash?
Yeah.
No, really?
She's really? Something else. Yeah. She's something else. She's dangerous too. She's dangerous too.
Oh shit.
Water magic.
She knows water magic?
Yeah.
I didn't know Kenku could learn that stuff.
Yeah, she's really special. She's really cool. Like that's the thing. Actually, a lot of Kenku, she did something that no Kenku really did before, which was like really make water magic really her thing. I always found that really impressive and cool. And like, she's really different like that. She's like not like other. She's just different.
You're crushing like hard, my dude.
No, I'm. She's
so
I'm,
hard.
It's just remember. It's nice to remember her, but like, it's not like I'm not crushing. I don't crush. I mean, no.
Stir Fry.
Yeah.
It's me,
dude.
You can be real,
dude. She's like,
tell
cool
me, dude.
Though. I'm just saying she's cool, right, man? Like she's cool. Like you think she's cool.
I mean, I guess she's cool. The stuff you're telling me about the water magic stuff. I always figured a Kenku would be into like air magic.
Yeah,
you know?
But not her. That's what's so cool.
Yeah,
about that. She's
yeah,
like cool.
That's cool. You know,
that's
cool.
Yeah. So you think she's cool? I think she's cool. Just like a. She's a cool person.
Yeah, but you're crushing.
She pokes her head behind from around the corner and says,
my ears are burning.
Well, and so remember to put it out with some water. Oh, Jesus Christ, Bella. I'm fucking done for, aren't I?
She makes the sound of a rushing waterfall.
Ooh.
Friends?
I'm going to leave you two alone.
No, not
Bella walks away.
Flip Cup pokes his head up out of your pocket and shouts, although I guess nobody nearby can hear him. So he shouts something, but nobody knows. not even our listeners can hear.
I just poke his head back down, and then I follow Splish Splash.
Patreon subscribers, you can find out when Flip Cup is screaming.
Enter $20 now to find out.
Here, I'll record it right now. Is that water? I need water. I've lost a lot. All right. Let's cut over now to Cordelia and Albie, who are being led by Boo. You suck into a room.
Thanks, Boo.
Boo nods and makes the sounds of like some metal pans clanging together.
Oh, clang, clang, clang.
Boo looks at you like very offended. Now it makes the sound of like metal being sharpened.
Oh, sorry. It's just been a long trip.
That was my mistake. Normally I can speak with everybody, and I thought that I could, and it was not true.
Boo sticks her palm out and sort of rubs her palm with her thumb and makes the sound of, like, coins jangling in a purse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hang on. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Okay. I take my scroll case stuffed with notes that I have because I'm a hermit mm-hmm. out, and I pull out my 23 gold pieces that I have because I'm a warlock and a hermit, and I pull one out and I give it to Boo.
Boo sort of nods and says,
two?
Sure. And then I give Boo another one.
Boo makes the sound of two ghosts chasing each other. And Boo scurries off. You are now, you've been led to your room. So you find yourselves in the room. There is there's a bunk bed in there and otherwise just a single window that looks out to, you're still within like the canopy of like the tree line. So it's just like a bunch of trees outside. It's getting dark. It's a little late. And however much time has passed as we need to get it, so it's a little bit late. There's a bunk bed, and really, that's about it. There's not much else in this room.
I'm going to sort of drop I'm going to drop Albie off on the top bunk, so off of my shoulders.
I plop backwards, and I just sort of frustratedly start doing little, is it bicycle kicks when you're, like, on your back and you're just, like, rotating your legs?
I don't know, but I think so.
Yeah, I'm doing that thing where you, like, are on your back and exercising your legs in frustration.
Mm-hmm. I'm also going to crawl up on the top bunk, and then I'll start doing it, too.
The top bunk, you hear like a creaking, and the top bunk just sort of falls right down, like stepbrothers down right onto the bottom bunk.
Okay, we don't stop.
Yeah, you're just on like a double thick bed now.
Good.
It is actually making Albie laugh, and yeah, she just starts doing it faster.
Good. How you doing?
I don't know. I don't want to kill any of these people.
Oh, I know.
But I think
know.
They're the bandits, and I don't know what to do, and I'm starting to get super bummed out about Cretus.
Yeah.
I mean, that's putting it mildly. It's just, like, in the scope of things, I can't be devastated about it because of everything else going on in my life, but yeah. This sucks. I've been reading about Cretus since I was a kid.
Yeah, what makes you think you can't be devastated about it?
I don't know. I just... It seems so small suddenly. He seems really small.
But he's meant so much to you for so long.
I don't think he's a very nice guy. I don't know what to do about it. And I start pedaling again.
Okay, I start pedaling too.
As you guys do this, you look in you sort of look over and you can see in the open door, Egg is just standing there looking at you.
Oh.
Hi, Egg.
Egg looks at you and says,
"You look like a baby bird, but you're the devil, aren't you?"
Oh. Albie looks
Get away
at...
from me. Get No, no, no! No, you're killing me! No!
I'm just going to like slowly sort of pop up from the bed and then close the door.
Yeah, the sound is just like muffled. I'm like,
no! No, my blood! It's No! What are you doing with my blood? No! No!
And I turn back to Albie. I mean, he meant so much to you for so long. Like, obviously.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am terrified of that.
Oh,
of
that
kid.
Fucked up.
Is that
a
kid?
I honestly, either that kid was with someone who was monstrous, or that kid is likely monstrous.
I don't mean that. I'm not usually like this, but what is it about hatching from eggs that makes you fucking crazy?
Hey, let's not. We don't know. We don't know that. That's what.
It's just. It's just two. It's two for two so far.
Well, oh. Two for. But we met a bunch of like Kenkus.
I mean, I'm talking about the baby ones.
Oh, yeah. Did you... So, I think I had the talk with Flip Cup.
Oh, God.
What a day.
What a day!
All right, Lord. We cut over to Frederick is being led into a room by the two little sort of Dickensian Kenku in the top hats. And they both have big scarves, too, and fingerless gloves. They lead him into his room... and they say,
right here, Governor.
Very well. Thank both of you very much.
Thank both of you very much.
All right, no free voice lessons. Get out.
They one of them does like a handstand onto the other's hand, and they do like a little acrobatic trick. And says, like,
what are you two doing in here? You old bad kids.
All right, I don't need to hear your tragic and and weird backstory through the voice of your victims, all right?
My two children, on my deathbed, I say to you this. Remember.
DeBonesby just shuts the door in their face. What did I say?
You can't get a moment's peace around these fucking birds.
You hear them just sort of scurry off. Frederick, you are in a room almost identical to the room that Cordelia and Albie are in.
I don't know that.
That's true. You don't know that. Chris. Frederick is in a room almost identical to the room that Cordelia and Albie are in.
Okay. Well, I think I'll contemplate the sky.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you want to go look out the window?
Yes.
Great. as you look out, you see that night is beginning. The full moon is really out tonight, and it's a nice, you guys are a little further north than you were before. It's really not, I mean, it's not like totally enough to change the weather or anything like that, but it's a particularly clear night. And you look up at the full moon, which something about it looks very, very inviting and familiar to you.
Like a nice fat moon.
Do we share a wall or anything?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Yeah.
Can we hear that?
Out there, you're looking at the same old moon as me. I'm looking at this big moon, and I think that you are too.
I feel like we shouldn't be listening to this.
I can't stop.
You started singing.
I know.
What are we going to do about these birds that we have to kill?
Great. We're going to cut over now to Bello is being led to his own room by old Deuter antagonist. Old Deuter antagonist points to the room and says,
right this way, sir.
Thanks. So, I gotta ask you.
Ask me anything!
So, like, you knew Stir Fry when he was just, like, a little dude, right?
A little dude.
Yeah. What was he like?
He thinks, and he sort of, he scratches his chin, and he says,
naughty.
Oh. Yeah. But I guess you all were a little naughty, huh?
He thinks about this, too, and he puts a hand out, and he sort of, he's significantly shorter than you, but he's sort of reaching for your shoulder. He just touches your arm, and he says,
who among you is without sin?
Oh, damn. You're wise, my friend. Oh. Fuck. This is like, yeah, you're right. You're right. We're all, we've all made mistakes. We've all, you know, found ourselves in situations we don't know about. I can't just unload on you, but like I'm caught in this whole love triangle situation and it is like, poof, it's tough.
He sits down on the bed and he nods and he looks at you and he says,
well, tell me more.
I don't even know you, dude. I can't,
he puts his hand out and he says,
tell me more.
You've met a lot of interesting people in your travels.
I've had quite the life. Yeah.
It's just that, like, I can't get into it all, but, like, you know, in our group, there's Albie, and, like, I get the feeling that she's into me.
Dude.
And then also, there's, in our group, there's Cordelia.
Dude.
She plays it cool, but I think she might also be into me.
He nods. He nods understandingly and says,
"I think so."
So you get it. You see it.
I see it.
Yeah. So it's just tough, and I don't want to like upset anyone, or like, you know, it's just hard.
What's the dealer's choice?
I don't know, man. I mean, there's been so much going on. It just feels like, you know, from one minute, like, my parents, I guess, are dead, and that's so crazy. And then, like, our school disappeared, and then, like, you know.
But if you had to choose. Make your choice, bird.
Are you talking to me right now?
But if you had to choose.
Man, if I could get, like, if I could see a window into your eyes, like, when these, like, quotes came to you, whew, that would be a hoot.
You would not like what you'd see.
Fair. All right. I don't know who I'd choose. It's
Make
really tough.
Make your choice, bird.
Okay. I don't need pressure from you. I've got enough pressure in the group.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Hey, I just a quick question for you.
This.
Yeah. Like, before you guys, like, started living here, was there, like, another group of bandits that was here, or was it Scrum?
Who's asking?
Me. Bello. I'm pretty cool.
But can I trust you?
Yeah, I'm friends with Sturf.
Scrum Fabulous!
Got it. Okay.
Was that clear enough?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Scrum Fabulous!
No, it actually answers a lot of questions that I was wondering about.
You're welcome. And I take my leave.
Thanks, dude. Bello just, like, crashes on his bed.
All right, cool. He walks out.
But as old Deuter Antagonist leaves, he does hear softly, somewhere out there.
As old Deuter Antagonist hears that too, and he pokes his head and says,
"Now was that you or me?"
You are a funny dude.
Thank you.
Cool. So, it'll let you in on a little something that that happens now. Old Deuter Antagonist is as he is walking down the hallway. There's sort of a There's about three stories to this structure. There's an entrance down at the base that sort of leads right up to right over the road. That's like the main level. There's a second level where most of you guys are right now, and there's a third level. He's walking down. This is a pretty big structure. He's walking down the sort of center hallway in the second level, and as he does, he hears it's getting darker, and he's lighting all of the candles on the hallway to sort of turn the he's turning the lights on in the hallway. And as he walks down, he hears from a darkness in the distance, he hears a strange scratching noise. And he says,
"Halt! Who goes there?"
It's completely silent. And he says,
"Yes."
There's nothing, and he shouts,
"I'll have you know I'm armed."
Still nothing. He squints and he narrows his eyes and sort of walks into the darkness. There is a almost completely silently something reaches down from the ceiling, grabs him by the head and snaps his neck really quickly. He falls over dead into the hallway. All right, we're cut now over to Splish Splash and Stir Fry.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I mean, that was nice.
You're hurting me.
Oh, stop it. Oh, stop it.
But I like it.
You are nasty.
She points to your pocket and says,
what's all this then?
It's his flip cap. He's a little bird owl. He's a little bear owl I found. I've started to raise him as my own. He's like a little... He's like the way Egg used to be, remember? How we also used to trade him around?
She looks sadly out the window. And she looks back at you. She makes the sound of, like, rain hitting the window.
I know. I miss you, too. I miss all of you. You have to understand.
I have to go now.
Wait.
I have a new life.
Wait. I did have a new life. You can hear me speak now. You saw what De Burnsby did to me. If he did the same, I tried to get him to do the same for you.
You're hurting me.
I had to. It's different now. I can think things I never think before. I can feel things I never felt before. It's like a child start out. I was like a child start over again. And you couldn't come with me. Mr. De Bonesby wouldn't allow it. And maybe I should have fought harder for that. But you know what? I'll tell him now. He'll soon get his powers back.
She looks at you and with Mr. De Bonesby's voice, she says,
run along now.
Well, that's changed, Splish Splash. That's changed a great deal. Now Stir Fry's the one in charge. Now Stir Fry's the one who makes his own way. And my way is for you to come with us. I mean, why not? I mean, is Stripe really bringing the bread the way I did? I mean, come on.
A bird's place is not on a boat. Get off of here.
She shrugs. That's not like the best thing she could have said there.
We're not on a boat anymore. We don't go in boats ever.
She does like the like more or less thing with a hand. She puts a finger out. She's like thinking. She's like trying the words. It's the words like aren't really coming to her. She sort of shrugs.
Splish Splash. I mean, you remember back in the old day, I brought this whole crew together and I didn't extend. I started so I could leave whatever I wanted to leave the time I needed to leave, and it's good that I left, because look at me now.
I'm forming a team.
Right, I remember.
You have what we need.
Yes, and you still have what I need. Splish Splash, just don't be mad at me. I'm tired of people.
Run along now.
I'm tired of people being mad at me all the time.
You're hurting me.
I'm not hurting you.
Run along now.
Stop it.
Stir Fry like walks around the bed and like in sort of like a puff in a huff, and then he turns to her and says,
"Look, I promise you, I can get you speech too."
Sure, like her eyes go really wide at that.
Then you'll see what I mean. Then you'll know exactly where I'm coming from. All right, I'll get the Bonesby to. He's not where he used to be. He doesn't know the same magic.
She, like, grabs you by the scruff of your collar and says,
"You know what we do to liars around here.
I'm not.
We cut their tongues out.
I'm not lying, baby. I'm not lying."
And then we throw the tongues in the ocean.
She makes the sound of, like, pirates cheering.
I promise you, I'm not lying. I swear I can get him to do it.
Never hurt a pirate's feelings.
When have I steered you wrong? Except when I left. But
turn the boat around.
She does the, like, the more or less thing. It's like, really the best thing to say.
Baby, you've heard other people since the boat. I mean, come on.
I love the boat.
I love the boat, too.
I'm never leaving the boat.
I'm not asking you to leave the boat, baby.
Bird, you leave the boat. I'm staying on the boat.
Okay. I missed you. Should I speak to, let me ask you this. How is Stripe doing? Do I need to speak to him?
She sort of, like, looks around, and she goes,
"Not good, man."
Stir Fry looks at her. He pats her beak, mm-hmm, and goes, Let me talk to him. And then he steps out. I'm gonna go try to find Stripe.
So you step out. She's alone in the room. She has like sort of a moment alone in the room. And she says,
"Bird, what are you doing in here?"
And she just like walks out. Yeah. All right, cool. Let's follow you down the hallway.
So I'm gonna walk down the hallway, looking at doors, looking for. Do I have any suspicions of where Stripe? Like, do I?
You are on the third floor right now.
Okay, so I'm gonna assume that he's in the top floor because that's where the big dogs of Kenku's sleep.
Sure, that's the floor you're at. You're on right now. Yeah,
I'm on the top.
They
one.
Put you on the top floor.
Okay.
And it looks like you were in your old room, which had like not been touched.
So I'm going to step out into the hallway, and I'm going to open my beak, and I'm going to repeat back.
Oi there! This one got a little stripe, boy, is it? Oh, poor baby!
Stripe pokes his head out of the door opposite the. Opposite the hallway from you, says,
"Oh, poor baby."
I'm gonna just walk right past him into his room.
He looks around and goes,
"Highly unorthodox."
Stripe, baby, great to see you again. So I hear you've been doing a really good job.
I have to go now. I have a new life.
Yeah, I know what I did, and if I hadn't left, you never would have been where you are now. Isn't that true?
Fair, 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 fair.
So you actually owe me a great deal of gratitude, isn't that right?
Fair, 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 fair.
So, what if you broke the group up?
He looks, he's highly unorthodox.
Yeah, I know, but only you can break them up and then Splish Splash can come with me, because you're not doing a great job, you know, and the rest of the crew can do whatever you want.
Oh, baby, you're killing me.
I could kill you.
He looks at you. He just repeats right back to you.
I could kill 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 you.
He slaps your hand away. He pulls a knife out and like sort of pokes you in the chest with it.
I look down at it and look back up at him and I go, "What do you want?"
He opens his mouth and he makes a very, very strange sound. You can't quite place it, but it sounds like feathers ruffling.
I slowly take out my crossbow, which is which I guess he can't see.
Yeah.
And I'm just pointing it right under him.
Okay.
And I'm going, and then I'm going to open my mouth and go, "Oh, this one got a little stripe on it.
Yeah, I want him to be my pet. I want him to be my little pet, and I'll name him Stripey, and he'll be my pet, and I'll dress him up in little bow ties, and he'll be my little gentleman."
He looks around. He's like, you really like got him. He looks at the crossbow. He looks at you. He puts the knife a little closer to your chest, and he goes. He says,
"Yes. Are you the crow that's been stealing from me?"
My eyes widen.
"If it's not you, it's one of the others. I'll take whichever."
I shoot.
Cool. Yeah, roll.
Oh, fuck. 3.
It goes right by him really quickly. As he does that, I mean, you're going to trigger an opportunity attack, though, and now he's going to stab at you. So he goes to swipe at you really quickly, and he sort of, like, loses his footing and falls, and he just, like, he falls on his back right below you, right at your feet.
I'm going to take out my knife and go right up to him and say, "Look, you little shit. Tomorrow we're going to wake up. And when we do, you are all going to leave this place. And you're going to just pretend like you've never been here before. And we'll find some fucker's head to cut off and pretend that they were the bandits here, all right? And when we leave, you're going to split up the whole crew and Splish Splash will come with me, okay?"
"Any bird will do. I don't much care."
I'm going to strike.
You know, you miss, so you're going to fire a crossbow?
No, this is with my butcher's knife.
Okay, cool. So you're going to butcher's knife into the... Just describe missing him with the butcher's knife.
I, like, throw my arm up and throw it back down right on the outside of his head. So my arm is around him, and he's, like, pretty...
Cool.
So, like, I'm kind of exposed here.
He doesn't even fucking flinch. He just looks at... You don't even blink. He looks at you right in the eye and says,
"Any bird will do. Seriously. I don't care."
Stir Fry pulls his butcher knife out of the ground and walks to the door and looks back at him and then just leaves and slams.
A little baby!
I poke back in.
I'll call him Stripey. He'll be my little doll. And that's what I'll call him. My little doll of a bird.
He starts crying. that was unbelievably cruel.
Stir Fry, like, for a second, he's like, aw. And then he's like, and then walks away.
Great. So you're still up on the third floor?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We're going to cut down now to the second floor with Cordelia and Albie.
I was like, you saw it.
Yeah.
It was right on top of him. Mm-hmm. I could have made my move, and then my nose started bleeding.
On his face.
That's kind of like kissing, right?
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's...
Tell me it's close.
No, dude, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting? Do you think he thought it was gross?
He probably thought it was cute. I don't know. He's fucking weird.
You think he's weird?
Yeah.
Is every person I'm interested in a disappointment?
No. He's actually not a disappointment. He's actually... I thought he was going to be more like what it turns out Cretus actually is like.
Whoa.
I don't...
No. I'm not ready.
It's not like you have a type. Like, these are both unexpected twists.
Where do you think he is right now?
Which one? Which
Bella,
is your...
where do you think Bella is?
Oh, I don't know.
He's got to be, like, in one of these rooms, right?
Yeah.
What if I make up a reason to go talk to him?
Oh, sure.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Just tell me it's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Okay.
You got to. Okay.
I have nothing to lose.
Hang on. Your fur is a little... Do you have a brush?
No, I don't have a brush. What's wrong with it?
You didn't bring a brush?
No. I didn't know we were leaving forever.
All right. Finger comb or hoof comb.
I have fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Albie takes out her braid and just sort of tosses it and starts finger combing through it. Is this any better?
It looks great. Yeah.
I'm going to go.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to tell him I can't find my braid tie. I'm going to ask him if he has a hair tie because he has long hair. That's a good idea.
Dude, he's going to love this.
Yeah? You're the best friend.
I don't know. Yeah. Do you want me to drop you off or are you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Go get a tiger.
Okay, I give you a high five and I miss.
Just hits my face.
Yeah. Didn't even roll.
Okay, Albie shakes her hair and she smooths the front of her tunics and then she walks out the door and she's going to go try and find Bella's room.
And cool. Cordelia just like peeks out the door and is just watching her walk down the hall.
So you see in the hallway, you guys are on the second floor, you see that there is sort of off to the distance, the hallway gets much darker, but you are in a well-lit section of the hallway, and you see, get out of here, an Amps Gray doing a handstand on the other's hands. They're just sort of in an acrobatic pose, and they're shocked, and they look over at both of you and say,
I'll shine your shoes for a nickel.
Yeah, I've got gold pieces.
Gold pieces?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have shoes, but come here, I've got gold, I'll give it to you.
They both, they do an acrobatic move where one sort of jumps off the other and does like a flip to land his like feet onto the other's hands and completely whiffs it. They both just, I shouldn't have rolled. I should have just made them cool, but instead they fuck it up. And they sort of, they tumble down and they look up.
Cordelia loves it. She's like so excited and she claps a bunch and she's like, come here, I'm going to give you some, I forgot I had this money. I forgot I had normal money. Come here, I want to give you this.
They look up, they say, it's the Feast of Nincompoops.
Who said that to you? That's crazy. I wish I knew. All right, come in here.
Cool. They come with you into the room. Albie, what are you going to do now?
I'm going to check the room to my right.
Okay, great. You go to the door, but you can open it.
Okay.
And you look, and it's a room identical to the room you were just in, but it's completely empty.
Okay. I close the door, and then I start heading towards the next door, and I'm going, Bello? Hello? Hello?
You gonna go to the next door?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Do you want to open it?
I knock.
Okay, great. There's nothing on the other end.
I peek in.
It's completely empty.
Okay. Huh. I like squint through the darkness a little bit.
Do you have dark vision?
I do. I can see up to 60 feet.
Okay, you see something very interesting in front of you, which is you see old Deuter antagonist's body towards the end of the hallway, just sort of lying there, almost completely motionless.
Stir Fry?
Am I nearby?
No.
I walk up closer.
It's just lying there.
Well, first I want to see if it's, I want to make sure it's not Stir Fry.
You can tell enough from like dark vision that it's like, these are gray and mottled feathers.
Okay.
It's like lost a lot of its feathers. This is an old, you recognize it as the old one.
Okay.
From before.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I shake its shoulder.
As you do, its head sort of like flops over. And it looks at you with, like, dying eyes and says,
"It's been an honor to serve with you, bird. Promise me you will never become a thief."
Whoa.
Oh, no. Can I do, like, a medicine check to see if there's anything I could do to help him?
Absolutely, yeah.
20.
A 20?
20 medicine check.
With a 20, you can tell this bird is dead. There is no getting around. Short of like some sort of advanced magic, there's nothing.
I'm looking around to see if I can figure out if like whoever did this is still nearby. Should I roll an investigation check?
Go for it.
17.
All the way at the end of the hall to the left of you, there is a door that is swinging open. It's just sort of very gently creaking and it's open.
I go towards the door.
Okay. You are closing in on the door. You're getting closer mm-hmm. and closer. You can sort of hear something moving around in there.
What do I hear?
You just hear what feel like very soft footsteps.
I don't think she's very sneaky, but I kind of want to like creep up on the door and see if I can peer in or hear something more.
You can sort of steady the door on its hinge and open it slowly enough that it's not creaking. You sort of find a path that doesn't creak the door as you... move it over, and you see fucking Egg is just standing in the room looking out the window.
He can't see me?
Cannot see you.
Okay.
But Egg's head sort of spins around like Exorcist style and looks at you and says, "I'm only 3.5 years old."
I run.
Cool. As you do that, you run into an extremely thin and well-dressed woman who is... steps behind you. She was right behind you. Turning and running like that surprised her. She shrieks and she is going to thank God, that was almost a 20. She's gonna whiff it as she with a rapier. She sort of stabs right at you.
Bella DeBosby, Cordelia, and then I take out my bow staff.
She shrieks and what's your AC?
16.
That's a close one. You can feel like the metal almost of the rapier, almost like against the side of your face. It almost like, this is like action hero getting a scar on the side of his face. Like not quite there. It doesn't quite touch you, but like the side of it just very briefly touches you and you get a real sense of like how dangerous this person is.
Shit.
Everybody but Stir Fry is going to be able to have heard that. I'm going to let you guys make some split second decisions here.
Bello is in his room and he's to himself just singing, "And even though I know how very far apart we are." And then he hears Albie yell and then he bolts upright and runs out into the hallway.
So Cordelia gets so alarmed and flustered by the fact that she hears Albie calling in such a frightened voice that she doesn't take the time to open the door. So I'm going to strength check for just busting through the door.
You hulk through the door.
You're a Sasquatch, do
we'll
that.
We'll see. I got an 18.
You got an 18?
Yeah.
You Roger Rabbit through the door. You beat a Cordelia.
Shaped hole.
Yeah.
Even the shape of her haircut.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, you got everything. You leave a clean outline of Cordelia.
Amazing.
The door sort of like hangs there for a second and then just falls backward.
I assume I almost even like run into the wall on the other side and then turn. And then I have dark vision. So can I see what's happening?
You can see at the end of the hallway, you can see that Albie is standing at the end of the hallway and you see a beautiful and sort of familiar woman. It looks like you have seen her somewhere before. You can't quite place her, standing with a rapier drawn right next to Albie's face. You make the sound from the door. She looks up, and you you see sort of a glare of light in her eyes, and it's just like her eyes are almost all you can see, just like the light like caught in the back of her eyes, whatever that reflection thing is. And you just see two like glowing eyes who they look up at you, and she shrieks.
So I look in mm-hmm. the direction, and I see the same thing.
Do you have dark vision?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, you see the same thing. It's you are just a little bit further back, so you don't quite see the eyes in the same way.
Okay.
But you do see, like, the situation. Meanwhile, Frederick DeBonesby, you have also heard this.
DeBonesby looks up from his spellbook that he's studying, and he says, "What is it?" And he just listens, and then...
You hear a commotion, yeah.
All right. And he shuts the book, yeah. And then he gets up, and he opens the door.
Do you have dark vision?
No.
It's kind of no vision.
Mostly what you can see is Bello booking it and a door with a Cordelia-shaped hole on the ground right next to you.
All right, well, DeBonesby starts walking after Bello. What's going on?
Fight.
Okay. And he jogs a little to kind of catch up a bit.
I feel the steel of her rapier next to my cheek, and so I roll counter to where her her sword is. I spin around and sock her in the middle of the face with my elbow, and then as my rotation completes, I drive my hoof down onto her shins.
Cool. She shrieks, and she pulls her legs back, and in doing this, she pulls her arms up, and they both of her arms are sort of like splayed almost completely. She's bent a little at the elbows, and she shrieks, and she goes, "Arr!" And she looks right at you in the eyes, and she says, "Dear," and then she, this is interesting, you've never had this sensation before, she runs up you.
Oh.
She's sort of just like with her boot, she just like she runs very expertly up you. She just sort of grabs wherever her foot just like finds purchase wherever there is on you, ultimately on your head. She's extremely light. You sort of can't believe a human being. She's a human. Can't believe a human is this light. And she just sort of with almost a gentle pat on the head, you feel her foot as she just like goes up into the darkness.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Bello is on the case.
And I see nothing?
You can see...
I mean, we're in like a hallway. There's a ceiling somewhere above us, right?
Then you can see when you look up, she is like a spider up on the ceiling. She has her arms and legs up.
Okay.
And she has already put her rapier back into its... fucking wherever a rapier goes.
A sheath?
Satchel?
A scabbard?
She put it in her pocket.
Her purse.
She has a carrying case.
She's up like a spider. She looks down at you, and she said, "Devil!" And she just sort of like spider crawls backwards really quickly. There is a small hole sort of at the top of the ceiling in the corner that mm-hmm. looks like something is like chewed through it. And she, while looking at you, she keeps her eyes fixed on you. She crawls backwards and fits her whole body through it. The last thing that moves through it is her head as she looks right at you.
I'm going to cast jump on myself, and then I'm going to try to reach that hole.
So you're going
to
jump up at that hole, and you're just going to hit your head on it. Just like it is too small. You're not going to fit through there.
Oh, I almost got it.
I'm going to look at that hole and see how tiny it is, and look at my body,
mm-hmm.
and then I look at the hole again, and I go, "Oh, Junior!"
Junior just sort of like crawls up on your shoulder and looks at you and says, "I've always relied on the kindness of strangers."
I know, same. Can you get up in that hole?
Junior looks at the hole and says, "Who's asking?" So it's been a minute.
Cordelia,
how's every little thing?
I will tell you later.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's some sort of squawky monster human up in that hole.
Squawky monster human? That will not do.
She seems to be after us. Can you go see what's going on?
I can do my damnedest.
Wait, be careful.
Oh, I don't have to be.
Then go crazy. See if you can scratch her, find out what's her deal or something.
I'll go hog wild. By the way, I saw it when you told the bird to go hog wild.
Oh, God. That was so embarrassing.
A lot of us saw it. I watched it with Cheddar.
Oh, how's he doing?
He's, you know, Cheddar.
Who's Cheddar?
Guys.
Oh, no! She scurries up the hole.
I am shaking a little bit, and I reach for Cordelia, and I point to old Deuterantagonist's body.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the pointing, and I just scoop her up in a big hug. What are you doing? Why do you keep doing this?
What do you mean?
You
I was just looking for Bella. I wasn't trying to do anything. I wasn't trying to touch a monster.
And now here comes DeBonesby finally catches up with his little half jog. Oh, we're killing the birds already.
No.
All right. Where's the next one?
No, no.
As this happens, Junior reappears on your shoulder and says, "Bad news."
Okay, give me the good news first.
Okay, you know what? The good news is I'm back.
Hey.
Bad news is it's because I got killed up there.
Shit.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened? Do
I
you
got
know?
Stabbed right in the memory. Oh. I don't totally remember.
Oh, I'm sorry, Junior. That sucks.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
I do not mind dying. I am from hell.
Guys, is the door where Egg was, is that still
open? Still open. Egg is staring at you guys with big wide eyes.
I point at
There's
Egg.
One! Get him!
I pointed. No, no, be careful.
No, what? Egg looks at old Deuterantagonist. Egg looks at you.
I'm only 3.5 years old.
Wait, Albir, it wasn't you that killed the old bird?
No, it wasn't me. I think it was...
Egg runs over to old Deuterantagonist, and it's like a Simba with Mufasa moment. Like, it's really trying to, like, wake old Deuterantagonist up and says,
no, no, little bird, you're killing me. You're killing me. Oh, what are you doing with my blood? That's weird.
Okay, so I think maybe he only killed one guy.
But it seems like it took a long time.
Cutting over to Stir Fry. You have just left Stripe's room.
So he's going to go back to Splish Splash's room.
Splish Splash is just sort of was looking out the window. There's a full moon. She points to it and says,
a cursed moon.
They say every moon is cursed because it's at night. You know, I've always thought the moon must be brighter than the sun. You see, it must be harder to shine at night than during the day. Isn't that an interesting thought?
Shut the fuck up!
You always knew how to put me in my place. I like it when people put me in my place. Oh, I've never said that out loud before. You might be surprised to hear it. I usually act so cool under pressure.
She looks at you sort of oddly, and then her eyes go wide. Like as wide as when you said that you would promise her like to fly. And she points to behind you, and you see the door is open, and Stripe is standing there.
Hey, Stripe.
Stripe opens his mouth and just like coughs up some blood.
Stripe?
Really, any bird will do.
Stripe falls over forward, and you see the same woman that was downstairs. She is standing behind Stripe. She was like in a crouch, and she sort of stands to her full height. She's about 6 feet tall. She's got a rapier, and she sort of pulls it out of Stripe and looks at you and says, crow.
I'm going to take out my crossbow and shoot immediately. One.
Oh, one?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. That sucks. You shoot the crossbow, and it, as you shoot it, it's Stripe is sort of falling over forward. He says, "Any bird?" And it, you hit him in the throat, and he looks at you with like confusion, and he like puts his hands out as he falls over forward.
I'm gonna grab Splish Splash, and try to like maneuver us from the other side of the bed, so there's something in between us.
Okay, great.
Between us and this woman.
Okay, great. Yeah, you can go for it. You can do that.
Okay.
So you move. You grab Splish Splash. She makes the sound of like water crashing against a boat. You move her to the other side of the bed with yourself. The woman stands in the doorframe, looks at you, and bolts to her left.
Yeah, I'm gonna run after her.
You got into the hallway, and you don't see anything in there. Hallway, even with dark vision, the hallway appears to be completely empty.
I look around. I look back at Splish Splash. I look to my left. I look to my right, and I just go, Mr. DeBonesby!
Mr. DeBonesby, you're gonna hear that. There's a hole in the floor. You are almost directly below Stir Fry. So we cut down now to below deck.
Oh, I think she's by Stir Fry.
Oh my gosh, we have to go find him. And I run.
Are there stairs nearby?
Cool. Yeah, you guys run up to the end of the hallway, run up the stairs. Sir Fry, after calling Mr. DeBonesby, less than a minute later, everybody sort of runs to your side.
There's a woman with a sword.
Yes,
we saw her.
We know.
This is funny.
I didn't actually. There's a what?
Stir Fry, old Deuter antagonist is dead.
What?
She killed him.
We also think Egg might be a murderer.
Well, Egg is definitely a murderer, but okay. I think he actually seemed upset by
that
this.
That seems less relevant. Sorry. Never mind.
He was the good. He was the best of us all. She also killed Stripe. Look, right there.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my
Stripe,
God.
My dude.
She shot him in the neck?
Stir Fry, I promise this wasn't what I wanted.
She's doing our job for us.
Junior, can you see if you can find her?
I'll do my best.
Thanks. That's all I ever ask.
Runs off.
Can we raise an alarm, Stir Fry? Can we...
Space Splash!
Aye, aye.
You got any nautical noises? Like big ones?
Yeah, she looks very excited. Like, nobody ever asked for this shit.
Yeah.
She goes, oh boy, oh boy. And she starts, like, sort of, like, Rolodexing through them.
Get the whole crew back with us. We need to get this Nazi woman.
She does a salute and runs out.
But before she goes past me, I go, and Space Splash!
She looks at you.
Be careful.
She, like, grabs you sort of by the shoulder and the neck and, like, pulls you in close and says,
no.
Runs off.
She is something. She's something else.
That was more.
She is something else.
I might be into a kangaroo.
I have goosebumps.
Oh, so sorry. A heavy book fell on me.
Oh. Okay, did you see her anywhere?
No, I did not see hide nor tail of her.
Oh, shit. How are we supposed to find her?
Split up.
Oh, come on.
What?
I don't want to split up
we're
again.
Not splitting up.
Unless you were saying you wanted to split up.
No, we're not.
I look at Cordelia and I ask about my hair.
DM here, you don't have to split up.
We should split up.
I have an idea.
Okay.
That might solve all of our problems together. Once we get the whole crew here, let's just leave. And then Mr. DeBonesby, light the whole place on fire.
Wait, Stir but Friday, what?
This is your family.
No, we'll all leave together.
We can't burn this place down. Scrum Fabulous will kill my parents.
Yeah. Plus, if we leave and go out into the wilderness, we're just going to be easy pickings for this beautiful lady.
Fine, that was my best idea.
No, if we want to just leave, just collect the heads of the couple of birds that are already dead, and we just say that's who it was.
No, we've already killed the leader. They've already killed the leader. We've killed Stripe. We don't need to kill anyone else.
No, we're just taking the heads of the corpses.
Was Stripe the
any
leader?
Of them? Any bird will do.
Was Stripe the leader, or was old Deuter antagonist?
Stir Fry is like. When he hears DeBonesby say that, he is like sort of shaking and sort of like twitching a little bit.
Stir Fry, take a deep breath. There's a lot going on right now.
You thought she was beautiful?
I understand they're your friends, but this is a way to keep from murdering more of them, which I understand is probably something you're interested in.
Yeah, well, thanks for the help, Mr. DeBonesby.
You're welcome. It's a good idea.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, I'll be right back. And I run downstairs.
Okay, great.
No!
Back to old...
Old Deuter antagonist.
Deuter antagonist. Run down to old Deuter antagonist.
I'm definitely running after her, sorry.
Yeah, we're all going!
The whole group as one moves down to the second floor. Yeah.
Okay, guys, just don't be weird about this, but Stripper, I think this is actually probably a good thing, and I take out some 2 coins and I put them on the eyes.
Mm-hmm. We're not taking this one's head? Okay, well, here we go!
We should take... I'm sorry... Shouldn't we take Stir Fry? I don't know what to do.
You hear a loud crash down from the, what sounds like the first floor.
Our assassin's not done yet.
Yeah, we need to handle this situation before we're talking about collecting heads.
Splish splash!
I'm just going to start running downstairs.
Okay, great.
We follow him.
Here we go!
I run upstairs.
No!
I run upstairs to get the, to have to put the coins on the corpse.
Cordelia! And I'm running with her.
We follow Stir Fry as he...
Splitting up still a bad idea!
So we follow Stir Fry as he runs downstairs, and you see the Boo You Suck is lying on the ground with a slit throat, sort of like reaching out to you.
I grab her hand.
She reaches out to you, and she makes the sound of wind blowing through the trees.
I make the sound of the name that I knew she knew me as, and I open my mouth, and it's a knife being sharpened.
She looks at you. She makes sort of a like okay sound. She makes the sound of a wave crashing on the beach.
I repeat one of Splish Splash's waves.
She looks at that. She's like, she's frustrated. She's trying to say something else to you.
Can you tell us anything about the person who did this to you?
She looks around. She's like, she looks up. She's a
goblin. Goblin.
Okay.
Goblin.
So she's like a monster.
She gives like a thumbs down to that.
She's evil.
Giving a wild, big thumbs up
okay,
to that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
She's like pointing at everyone individually.
Goblin, 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 goblin.
Okay, so we run back downstairs after.
Okay, great. You guys come down. She goes, yeah. Goblin. She's like blood just like pouring out of her neck. She's like, oh. She puts her hands up and she just sort of shrugs and she dies.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Indecisive till the end. She was a strange one.
Stir Fry, I'm so sorry.
Okay, let's find Splish Splash, and we'll get through it all.
It's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Splish Splash!
I put 2 coins on Boo's eyes.
Okay. As you, where do you go now?
I mean, we're down on the first floor, right?
Yeah.
So, and is it dark up ahead or is there
light? It is dark up ahead. You can't really see, you see what seems to be 2 Kenku, up ahead of you in the dark.
Get out of here!
They look at you and they shamble forward. They run forward. As they get closer, you can sort of see more and more detail on them, and you see that they are just like really cut up. They have been like, they've been cut a bunch, and they're just like bleeding really heavily. And they look at you. They go, "Sell your shoes for a nickel."
I'm gonna cast Cure Wounds on
one do you like more?
I guess Amscray.
Okay. A lot of the cuts, especially the more like serious looking cuts on Amscray, start to heal up and close. And Amscray like looks up and like puts his hands up and so like swings his scarf around and starts dancing. He puts his hands on his hips and starts skipping around, saying, "What a good boy am I! What a good boy am I!"
Okay.
What a good boy am I!
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Meanwhile, get out of here is just like looks just like dying on the ground.
I'm gonna use another spell slot on get out of here.
Okay, cool.
What a good boy am I! What a good boy am I!
All of their wounds close, and they sort of put a finger out that Amscray starts sort of pirouetting underneath. And get out of here, or which one was the one you just healed? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Says,
"What a good boy are you? What a better boy am I?"
And they dance and they embrace.
Great. Stay with us, you two. Okay. There's. This is dangerous.
We shan't be told what to do,
guys.
Hey boys, wanna steal a sword?
They look excitedly at you and they say,
"Shine your shoes for a nickel."
Yeah. Remember that woman who tried to kill you?
Very well.
Bet you could steal her sword.
Bet you I couldn't.
Oh, you...
They make sort of like a hand thing. It's like to imply that like that's not exactly what they wanted to say, but like they get the gist of what you're saying.
I'm not really picking up yet.
You know, I bet you probably couldn't steal their sword. You probably aren't skilled enough too.
I don't realize I've already won.
Yeah, you've already won, and Amscray sort of like puts a hand to his temple and says,
"Jesus Christ."
Yeah, that's right. I bet you think that that's just one thing out of your skill set, stealing that sword. You can never do it. I might as well ask somebody else.
He blows a raspberry at you and they run up the stairs.
Wait, Stir Fry, I don't think they can take her.
They are very good at stealing.
Okay. I can't cast a lot more healing spells, dude.
You hear another crash from upstairs.
Follow it.
Yeah, I follow it.
We all run after.
Great. You see you see in the middle of the hallway upstairs, even lit, you see the woman standing before you. She is unarmed. She like wheels around and looks at you guys. And from the door that Cordelia had burst out of, you see Get Out of Here and Amscray sort of poke their heads out, Marx Brothers style, and they're like waving her rapier. They have it.
Oh, I throw a dart. I'm going to hurl a dart at her, like towards her face.
Yeah, D20 it.
Natural 20.
You hit her in the left eye.
Oh. Yes.
You hear like a and it like
really
ocular juice just like shoots like a real thin, like, concentrated stream of ocular juice just sort of shoots across the hall, and she shrieks and, like, runs backwards. She, like, wheels her head around so she's still looking at you, but her body runs the other direction.
Can I cast Entangle on her?
You can try.
Tangling vines shoot up from the floor and attempt to grasp at her legs.
Okay, as she is looking back, not even looking at it, looking back at you guys while her body is running the other direction, she does, like, double dutch, like, jump rope, like, leg maneuvers, yeah. And just, like, without even really paying attention to it, just, like, dances around it pretty easily and keeps running off into the darkness.
I've got a pretty good range on my firebolt. Can I...
Yeah, go for it.
Pop off a shot?
Please do.
I rub my little fingers together and I pop off a firebolt and it pops out my thumb and hits me in the eye socket.
Cool.
Ah, Jesus Christ!
Oh, my God.
Really quickly, just, like, the entire... Like, the inside of your skull is, like, completely illuminated and, like, fucked up shadows go in every direction. It's put out really quickly by a force beyond your comprehension. She runs off into the darkness and runs up again through what appears to be another hole that has been, like, chewed in the floorboards. You can hear running around on the third floor now, and you hear the sound of a waterfall.
Oh, no, we run up.
You don't see anything.
Splish splash.
Silence.
Splish splash.
I open my mouth and say,
Oi, bird! Why are you leaving the boat? We like it when you hung out with us. You are our friend. Pow! Don't touch me like that, Captain. I can say whatever I want to whoever. Pow, Captain.
Stir fry. What the fuck?
She used to be in a really weird boat.
Oh, okay.
Silence.
Perfect explanation.
I'm gonna cast
complete silence. There is no response from that. It's as if nobody's up here.
Okay, so I go into one of the rooms.
Okay, great.
And
it's an empty room.
I poke my head out the window and look up towards the roof.
Okay, great. You see on crawling, scaling the side of the temple, she is, this woman is, like, sort of crawling with one hand and her legs are sort of crawling too, and she is holding Egg by the head.
I put my hands out and I call out to Egg. I'll catch you.
Egg looks at you. She looks at Egg. She lets go. Egg says,
I'm only 3.5 years old.
And just falls into the trees.
Well,
you don't hear the sound of Egg hitting the ground, but you do. He's just, like, swallowed up by the darkness of the trees.
Okay, fuck. Albie's head swivels and she feels a slight rumble beneath her hooves and then a rush of what feels like blood or fluid move through her body shooting to the top of her head, and as that happens, wind in a very focused blast shoots out of her hand.
The woman who was she had one hand off, and so she was only clinging to the side of the structure with one hand, and her legs were sort of bent at what seemed to be like an impossible angle. She looks at you, and the gust hits her square in the chest. She's like bleeding from her eye, and she's thrown into the night sky. You see her body sort of like silhouette. It's like ET's against the moon. You see the silhouette of her body against the moon as she stretches her arms out as wide as they will go. She goes to move them down to flap them. Nothing happens, though, and she's sort of thrown. She's thrown crooked, and she screams, "No! No! 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 It wasn't supposed to!" And she falls also into the trees.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, we'll cut to Stir Fry. You were looking. There is. You look every single room. You check. Nobody's in there.
I'm at this point. I'm now rushing down to the second floor.
Okay, great.
And I'm going through. I'm looking for looking to every room.
Nobody.
Go downstairs at the first floor.
Nobody's in there.
I run out. I'm going to run outside.
Great.
Smash, splash!
You hear from the trees. You hear,
"I'm only 3.5 years old.
Egg, have you seen Smash, splash?
Get away from me, bird. You cursed thing.
Smash, splash!
I'm like screaming to the. I am screaming to the moon right now.
Yeah.
Smash, splash! Where are you?
Nothing.
I'll go.
I'm gonna run back. I'm gonna go up the first floor. I am now rushing up the stairs to the third floor. I'm going to the nearest window. I'm gonna climb out, and I'm gonna try to climb up and go to the roof.
Cool. So you can climb the structure pretty easily. This makes what the lady was doing earlier less impressive. You really are like, oh, this is, I can do this.
So I'm just like climbing to the very top to look and see if there's any sign of Splish Splash.
All you see is a golden statue of Scrum Fabulous. When you get close to it, it says,
"Welcome to Scrum North."
I sit down.
"Rest your weary head here, travelers, for a price."
I push it.
Bello's gonna go into the woods and try and retrieve Egg.
Okay.
Look,
and I'm
the
following Bello. So Egg is up in the trees. Yeah. You can just sort of follow the voice.
Yeah.
"Get away from me, bird."
"Egg, I'm over here. I'll come get you out of the tree."
Can we see anything in the dark?
It's really dark. You can just through context of like Egg's voice. Egg is like calling to you in his own way.
I do have dark vision.
It's still like the trees. Okay. It's like dark out now. It is like, it's night. I mean, it's a full moon, but still like the shadows from the trees. It's really tough to see anything. And you hear Egg just sort of getting away.
"My God, what is wrong with you, bird?"
Albie, can Cordelia and Albie reach the tree from the window?
Yeah. I guess you would be able to.
I'm in the tree. I'm kind of keeping an eye on Bello and Egg. I'm guessing below me, but I'm also scanning the tree to see if I can find the woman.
You don't see anything.
"Stir Fry!" And I climb up the tree to see if I can spot him on the roof.
You can see his silhouette up there.
"Stir Fry?
Can you find her? Can anyone find her, please?
I don't know where she went."
"I don't know where she is either."
Bello is going to cast Thaumaturgy, and he's going to yell out, "Hey, Splish Splash, where'd you go?"
You just hear Bello's voice sort of echo out into the night.
Dang.
Okay, Albie hoists herself onto the roof and goes up to Stir Fry. "Stir Fry, I think we gotta get out of here. It's not safe."
Do you think... Is she...
"She was really fast and strong and smart, and I bet
need
she...
to get Stripe's head."
And I just walk away from her.
What are we going to do with Get Out of Here, Amscray, and Egg? We're not going to leave them here. They're like the youngest.
I'm on the roof right now.
Egg sort of looks
up
at you.
I'm still really loud.
You can talk. Yeah. You can talk to me about it.
Hey.
There's your moral compass.
What do we do about the others?
Yeah, we need to bring them with us.
So, this is interesting. Frederick, something that has never happened with Bello happens... at this moment, as Bello talks to you and he's cast Thaumaturgy and his voice is extremely loud, while he talks to you, you hear something very different. He turns to talk to you, and what do you say?
"We need to take them with us. They're in danger here."
You feel... actually, can I have you roll a wisdom saving throw?
17.
That's not going to make it. You feel...
Mamma mia.
It's okay, though, because you feel... a sense of calm and relief that at no point, I think, I would assume that you have felt in the past few days. You feel like everything's going to be okay. You feel like you just took a real breather. It's the feeling of like when you realize you've been breathing shallow for a while and you take a really deep breath. You hear the gentle sound, it almost sounds like steel drums off in the distance, and you get a whiff of like, almost like of suntan lotion coming off of Bello. You feel incredible.
Bello, you're positively radiating island time.
Wow.
What did you say? It doesn't matter.
We need to watch out for these Stir Fry's friends.
You get another wave.
Yeah, we gotta do it.
You get an ocean breeze. It's really nice.
We need to take them to someplace that's a little chiller.
If you could bottle this and sell it, you'd make a million. We cut to Stir Fry.
I am walking back to the room that I'm walking right up to the corpse of Stripe. Mm-hmm. And I flip him over, and I see the arrow in his mouth. And I take it out, and I put it back in my quill. And I take my butcher knife, and I whack his head off and find a bag and I take the blankets off the bed and wrap it up so it's like a little bag mm-hmm. and put it over my shoulder.
Like a little bindle?
Yeah, yeah. And I look in the room where I just last been with Splish Splash and I say, are you here? Well,
nothing.
If you are here, if you find me, I promise you I'll make you talk and you'll be just like me. Cause I know you're out there. And yes, well. And then I turn around and walk outside.
Must be mad, or he's wanting money bad to venture catching whales. For he may be drowned when the fish turns around, or his head smashed in with his tail. Though the work seems grand to a young green hand, and his heart is high when he goes. In a very short burst, he'd as soon as hear a curse as the cry of there she blows. All hands on deck now, for God's sake, move briskly if you can. And he stumbles on deck so dizzy and so sick, for his life he don't give a damn. High overhead the great fluke spread, the mate gives the whale the eye, and soon the blood in a purple flood from his spout all comes a flying.
That was a HeadGum podcast.